Hey, fellow adventurers, Tyrone here. Just a reminder, if you can, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening to this episode of Modus Critica. It really helps us get the word out. Thank you so much for your continued support and enjoy the episode.
Modus Critica is intended for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm back in action. Last time on Modus Critica. Our fearless heroes made way into the Autumn Ridge and into the city of Mithrendane, sneakily passing through to the Golden Trees of Valor. Vanquishing the foes found there, our heroes dropped down into the caves below. A short distance in, they spotted Fomorian soldiers followed by cave trolls marching through the pass, and before they could react, were pulled back into the shadows by mysterious figures and told to remain silent.
Welcome to Modus Critica, a 5th edition actual play D&D podcast. We are six nerds still standing up to the same jocks that bullied us 25 years ago, except for Caitlin. And we are here to role play, roll heads, and roll dice. Those six nerds are...
Hi, I am Eric, and I play Cornelius, and honestly, I don't remember those people from back then. Good times.
Hey, I'm Kyle, and if you haven't noticed, I'm a little bit of a sickie, so maybe my voice will be a lot more smoky as Darius Adolfo, which is the character who I play.
Can you sing Smelly Cat?
No.
Smelly Cat.
No.
Smelly Cat. What are they feeding you?
Anyways, guys, I gotta go play Lego. I'll see you later.
Oh, and my bully is... Yeah, it is Caitlin. That makes complete sense. So I still can't stand up to her, and it's dangerous every time we record.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm a bully.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
I wasn't a bully in high school, though. I swear to God. I also play Twerk Tortellini, who I'm now realizing is kind of a bully as well. Maybe this is all true. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm going to have come to terms with some things by the end of this episode. So thanks, everybody.
Good. A crisis of conscience.
Hey, everyone. I'm Sid, and I play Gord Godhand, the paladin barbarian half-orc. I didn't have any bullies either, but Gord also didn't have any bullies because he was the gentle giant that just hung out in the smoke pit telling people not to smoke because it's bad for your health.
Oh, boring.
That's good.
Nerd.
Hey, guys.
Good. Let me have a drink of that smoke. Ah, put it out.
You gotta go murder some creatures, so put those cigs away and get those glaives out.
Smoke fiends, not cigarettes.
That's actually legit.
Zach.
Hey, I'm Zach. I play Nevlin Thrice Great, a French esotericist, poet, and author of more than 20 books on magic, Kabbalah, alchemical studies, and occultism. He pursued an ecclesiastical career in the Catholic Church until after great personal struggle at the age of 26, he abandoned the Roman Catholic priesthood. And at the age of 40, he began professing knowledge of the occult and becoming a reputed ceremonial magician. Oh, hang on. Wait. That's L.I.F.S. Levy's Wikipedia page. I play Nevlin Thrice Great, ceremonial magician, not French, but certainly an esotericist and poet.
Oh, that's so good. And I'm...
I'm Dad.
I'm Tyrone. I will be your bumbling dungeon master. Yeah, I had some bullies. I think I also bullied some people. I also think I apologized to some people for bullying them. I bullied people because I got bullied. I think that's how it works. I don't know. I wasn't that much of a bully.
It's a vicious cycle.
It's a vicious cycle.
I just turned to punk rock. That's the only way out of bullying. Anyway.
In Dungeons and Dragons.
In Dungeons and Dragons, yeah. Yeah. I made characters that could kick the shit out of any of my bullies in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Okay, so yeah, last session at the end there, you guys got pulled into a chamber by a dude who told you you would be wise to keep quiet and come with him. And that is where we're at right now. So if you guys recall, there was a river that ran through the Autumn Ridge, and it was called the Ithazar. And the guy that wrote what I'm about to read was Ithazar the Black. He's like a really powerful dark mage, black wizard.
Long is the night in the dark. The endless maze of caverns punish thine eyes to exhaustion. Always wishing to see, always trying to adjust, only to fail. Worse, it will punish thine heart. The strongest warriors walk in fear. Fear of never seeing the light of day. Fear of the things that hide below, or worse, above. The creatures that linger in the shadows are at home and will act as such, able to prey on the victims without due effort. Long is the night in the dark.
Ithazar the Black.
So,
the unending caverns of the Feydark are a treacherous and dangerous place, but here there is also life. Anyone foolish enough to take residence in the dark thrives on its lush mushroom fields, and the rarest of herbs on the surface grow in plentiful bounty in such conditions here. The opaque stone on its walls are of obsidian descent, offering a crushing darkness fit for the drow. Many of the creatures living in the Feydark are already accustomed to such darkness and therefore have a heightened advantage against those who are not. Creatures such as the drow of Clan Greneth, for example. As you are pulled further back into the shadows, one of the figures presses a slab of stone firmly with his elbow. The stone pops and slides in as another much larger slab falls back and recedes into the wall, creating another path. The figures lightly guide you down a set of stairs as you can hear the slab lift back up again and close behind you. As hands are released from mouth, the tallest of them rubs his hands together and creates a spark that lights a small torch. As your eyes adjust, you see before you several hooded rogues. The mysterious figures are dressed in black leather armor. Thin cloaks are attached to hoods that hang over their head, and black woven fabric rests over the lower half of their faces. The tall one puts his hand up, unpinning and dropping the woven cloth, revealing a large scar down the side of his face, and says,
"I am Leowind of Clan Greneth. These are my brothers in arms of the same name. What could have possibly led you down into the dark?"
Well, that's a good
question.
You
all have the same name?
His name is Leowind.
They all share the Clan Greneth name.
Oh, okay. I don't know what we're doing down here.
Yes, it is none of your business, but our own. And that is all you'll get from us, currently. What are you doing down here?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Leowind, you can understand that we're not too privy to be giving out too much information here. We are sort of on the hunt for a fella named Darin.
My father.
Oh, he's your dad? Father.
Your father.
Yeah, he...
Do you like him?
He was killed many years ago in battle on a cavern floor when a cave troll threw a boulder on his head.
Wow.
Are you sure?
I'm very sorry about this.
Do you have here. Two dads? Is there maybe another second dad that you have?
Sorry to hear that, Leowind. I suppose that makes you the man of the house, though.
I am.
This is fortunate because we were looking for your father, but you are here in his stead. So we are here to gather some information down here in the Feydark, and maybe you can help us in that endeavor.
What information do you seek?
See, that is where it starts to get a little complicated because...
We're trying to save the world.
You seek the stone that fell from the sky.
That is
maybe
actually,
not.
Could be.
What if we were?
Yeah, what if we were?
It was the first light shed on the Feydark in centuries, although short-lived. The Everblack from that cursed stone turns men into monsters.
Oh, we know.
And monsters into worse. You mean to face the Fomorian King Frumbolg, the first lord of Magtria?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a nail on the head there. or however the expression goes.
What was that name again, Leowind?
King Thrumbolg.
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 Yeah, Thrumbolg, the first lord of Mantria.
That's a hell of a name these four Morians give each other.
Yeah, it's...
Is he in charge of the stone at the moment?
Well, since the blasted stone fell, many of the inhabitants of the Dark have transformed into monstrosities, including the four Morians. Though they were always rage-filled, they were always thought to at least have a conscience. It threatens the very ecosystem of the Dark, and worse, the vegetation.
Yeah, I'm afraid that goo's pretty unforgiving.
Yeah.
They're up top as well, so we need to take care of that, too.
He looks at you guys, and he looks you up and down, and he's like,
it's a long journey to make. Do you know the way?
No.
And Spud pipes up, and he's like,
I mean, you know, I spent a few years studying the home of my people. I know, like, the general layout of the Feydark, but I've never actually visited here, so I don't think I'm going to be any help in this respect.
Damon, do you have family down here?
I mean, I'm a Mykonid, bro. This is where we come from.
Did you want to visit them?
I mean, I don't know where they are or who they are, for that matter. I mean, the queen found me in a forest, so, I mean, you know, I was abandoned, so fuck those guys.
You were abandoned?
I mean, yeah. I mean, they found me when I was just a tiny little mushroom, you know?
It's the first time I've ever connected with you.
Just a wee little spore.
Just a spore in your mother's eye.
Leowind ponders for a moment. He looks down and he shakes his head. And he looks to you and he's like, shit, I hope to Veyron, I don't regret this. Follow me. And he signals you guys. You follow him?
Yeah,
I think at this point, yeah.
Okay.
What's his name one more time?
Leowind. Leowind.
That's a nice name.
Leowind of Clan Granite. Thank you. I thought it up myself, and
really?
I really liked it. Yep.
I think I would like to permanently change my own name to Leowind.
I'm going
to
change my name to Thrumbolg.
Yeah, you look like a Thrumbolg. I was meaning to tell you, actually.
Thank you.
Moving forward.
With haste, Leowind pulls his face covering back up and clips it on before nodding and making his way back through the room, leading you through another exit and out of the chamber. You pass through a series of maze-like tunnels, water dripping from the stalactites above, eventually making your way into a large chasm, narrow in width, with a towering ceiling. This way, he says as he rushes down the tunnel using his arms to hold him up as he hops from rock to rock. The end of the tunnel opens up into another large cavern with a massive flat surrounded by a moat of moving water. As you're led across the small bridge over the water, Leowind nods to each of his rogues as they disappear into the small village that stands before you.
Welcome to Elysium, home of Clan Granith.
The village before you looks archaic and shrouded in darkness. Save the small fire ahead, which offers a soft, dim light, this encampment is smothered in shadows. Buildings made of stone and moss held together with a mixture of mud sit on large flats of rocks connected by small bridges. Between the rock flats runs a steady stream of water so fresh and clear that if it were light enough, you could see the bottom some 30 feet below. To the west seems a market of sorts. Tables stand in front of buildings, some empty, others with goods in a thick canvas, and a building with a sign reading, "The Swift Pint." To the east stands more buildings, one of which with the drow symbol for Arcana hanging above the door and another reading the Inn of Shadows. Further north there are more houses, a barracks, and a large house on its own flat, seemingly fit for that of a leader.
So after you guys kind of like take in this strange sight, Leowind looks back to you and says,
come on, we'll head to my cottage. There I have maps, fine cave cheese, and the best brandy wine in all the Fae. We have much to discuss.
What kind of cheese?
It's cave cheese.
Fuck yeah.
Is that really similar to, like, fermented cheese?
It is fermented, yes.
Oh, that sounds very dank.
Fermented.
Oh, it's very delicious, especially when paired with a fine brandy wine, which I have the best of.
I hear they cultivate it from Formorian toes.
you've been misled, my sad fellow. Whatever cheese you were eating was not cave cheese, I can assure you that.
No. That's just mold.
Yeah. That's a toe cheese.
We gotta have a sit down there, Nevlin.
You only get jam from toes.
Ew.
Yes, Formorian toe jam is a fine delicacy down here in the Dark.
So you guys head into Leon's cottage. There's a large common room as you enter. Through a door on the left, you can see a bedroom with modest amenities. On the right of the common room sits a hearth and a chair carved of dark wood. Straight ahead, there is a large table with several stools next to a small kitchen with a spread-out map and small figurines positioned on it. As Leowen gestures you inside, he immediately heads to the kitchen area where he opens up a hatch in the floor, pulling out a bottle and a wheel of cheese. He brings several mugs to the table, opens the bottle, and fills them. While he cuts the cheese, he looks up at you guys and he says... he looks up at you guys and he says, "You must have questions, as I do."
Yeah, who fought it?
Yes, I'd like to try this cheese. And I open up my cloak and I pull out a small little pouch of some of my goat's cheese that I bought back in that town.
And he looks at you and he looks down at the cheese and he's like, "Is that fluffy bum cheese?"
It sure is.
Oh, I haven't had that in, 40 years?
Yeah. Family been making cheese for a real long time.
Oh, well, here, I'll cut it up for us if you wish.
Yeah, for sure.
And he adds it into the mix and cuts it up and he's like, "Well, my first question is what has happened on the surface? What news of the queen? Does Oran's might still reign supreme?"
That was a poem.
Oran is still alive and well, and the surface is dealing with some issues. Sounds like much the same as what you're dealing with down here.
Oh no.
A lot of goopy stuff.
Plants diseased.
Yeah,
there was a whole city sort of just teleported away and replaced.
Yeah, people going a little crazy.
But other than that, it's pretty good.
We're not actually from here.
Yeah, Astra's alien is gone.
You mean you're not from the Feywild?
I am.
Your family cheese, right?
We are travelers trying to get back, and we're hoping the stones will do it.
To where?
We're trying to get back to the Shadowfell in Evernight.
I'm not so pressed to get back to Faerun as I am to solve whatever cataclysmic event rendered the goddamn dimensions from each other, but fair enough. Hopefully we can get you boys home before we're done this quest.
My monastery burnt to the ground and I had to sweep it all up, so I'm just kind of floating around.
I did not
anyway.
See any sweeping.
Yeah, you did not sweep anything.
You okay. Failed your sweeping.
Funny, you don't seem like a sweeper.
Excuse me. I may be 9, but I am very mighty. But okay, yeah, you caught me. I'm not really much of a sweeper, but if any of you remember, my master also died that day in my arms and his intestines were everywhere. So if there was ever going to be a day I didn't sweep, I think it would be allowed to be that day.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm sorry for your loss.
Leowen, this whole realm is a mess. I don't know how long it's been since you've been up on the surface, but things aren't like they used to be up there either. And frankly, I think it's a little worse there than it is down here. But listen, the key to solving all this shit and getting everything back to normal lies in those shards there. So if you can offer us any help, I think we might have a common goal here.
You mean the stones?
The stones, yes. What did I say?
You said shards.
Well, they're shards of a larger stone. I mean, this is semantics. Come on, keep up here, Leo.
Yeah, they could be rocks.
A metaphor.
Right, okay. Well, your journey here may well end in death if you're not careful.
That's usually how life works as an adventurer.
Yeah, I understand that. Please don't call me Herp.
At least for you, a retreat of sorts may be an option. We must stay here, and thus we must remain hidden in the shadows. We cannot take any chance of the location of Elysium being revealed. If you intend to enter the fortress by force or diplomatically, then you are on a fool's errand. However, if you are able to convince them somehow, the orcs in Gnag Throck may have vital structural information for you, as they were involved in the reconstruction of the fortress in Magturia and are currently not on speaking terms, so to speak. Alternatively, you may also find more information in the slums of the city of Vorthamil, equally as dangerous but less likely to be seen under subterfuge. And know this, Thrumbolg's armies are spread as far as Harrowheim on the west coast. Remember this as well. We do not know much of the fortress, so the more information you can obtain, the better. The defenses of the fortress are rivaled by few.
Oh.
Well, they haven't met us.
Now, on current matters, you likely have much to discuss. We live modestly down here, but there is a market that carries a variety of goods, cloaks and daggers and such.
Oh, you got an Aldis down here?
Also, south of here, you will find the Inn of Shadows, and yes, we recently got an Aldous.
Oh, good.
If it's strong drink you crave, then head west to the Swift Pint. There they have the finest ales made from the dankest cave hops. And a fine cherry cobbler.
Oh,
quite
boy.
Decadent.
Oh, Leowind, I just have one really important question.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, have you ever heard of the term churro?
No.
Oh man, okay, it was worth a shot.
Would you like to take a stab at making one? We're trying to get as many people in as many places making us churros.
Also, would you maybe sign this petition that I have? I'm trying to get churros really going in this world here. We've got a lot of things.
I mean,
signatures.
We should just get Aldous to learn churros, because he's everywhere. Right? He could open up a churro franchise.
That's a great idea.
I don't know what these churros are, but something new that just came down to the dark. You guys might want to try. They're delicious. I've never seen anything like them. They're called Torkins.
Excuse me?
Torkins?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a copyright infringement here somewhere. Torkins, what are they made of, may I ask?
They're like a pastry, deep fried in fat with sugar sprinkled on top of them.
Wait a second! What shape are they? Are they long?
Yeah, they're kind of like long.
Narrow?
Yeah, narrow. like tubes.
Oh my god! Yeah, and it's called a Torkin?
Yeah, I mean, once the entrance blew in the city, there was a few ballsy merchants that came down, and some of them brought these Torkins with them to the innkeepers, taught them how to make them. Apparently, there's this guy in Low Arryn that created this beautiful, wonderful recipe, and he called them Torkins, I guess.
I know the story. This all sounds so familiar. I feel like I'm going to be owed a lot of, like, royalty money here in the future. This is very good. This is very great. I would love to go try a Torkin.
Before we do that, you mentioned some orcs in Grenatak.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Oh, Nagthrak.
Nagthrak.
So, you mentioned some orcs in Nagthrak?
Nagthrak, yes.
Sorry. Let me try that again. Before we get on to Torkins, you mentioned some orcs in Nagthrak?
Nagthrak, yes.
They don't happen to be from the Feywild as well.
I mean, I don't know much about them. I never had a chance to sit down. They're usually pretty brutal. They were working with the Fomorians, and we've always been on the Queen's side, so we were always in the shadows and didn't have many direct interactions with any of the orcs.
But you say they're not working with the Fomorians now?
Not so far as we can tell.
But they were working.
They have any military skill?
Oh, yeah, they can fight like the finest warriors.
Hmm. Good to know.
And the slums there. You said that we might have luck there. How do you mean? Is there someone we could talk to in the slums? Or are they just sort of, in general, anti-Fomorian down that way?
No. King Thrumbolg's adversary. No, I wouldn't call them adversaries, but I mean, they're rivals, but they're friends. They're lovers. They're not
frenemies.
They're frenelovers. Queen Kaname runs the city of Vorthamol. She is a very cruel woman, a Fomorian woman, and we have a few people there,
like sort of a little resistance, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a resistance, but they're definitely informants of a sort that keep us in the know.
Gotcha. So you think there might be a way to Thrumbolg, perhaps, through this queen?
I mean, I never thought about that, but that's possible. Oh. You can approach it whichever way you see fit.
I gotcha.
What direction is Nagthrak and Vorthamil?
Vorthamil is on the northwest side of the Faedark, and Nagthrak is kind of southeast.
Oh, so totally opposite.
Yeah.
Mm. And then again, the stone and Frumbolg's castle?
Far to the east, northeast-ish.
Oh, so kind of a 6-to-1, half a dozen to the other situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might have to make a choice as to how we're going to garner our information.
Well, I've got these dice in a pouch. We could roll
you
on
want
it.
To leave, you want to leave it to chance there, Cornelius?
We've never done that before.
Hey, Leowind, you know, it's all right if we stay here for a little while, figure out what we're doing?
Absolutely. You must, like I said, enjoy the sights of the settlement. We can keep an eye on you from a distance. We were about to head out on a reconnaissance mission of our own, so we need to prepare for our journey, and I need to brief my team.
Yeah, we had a pretty wild ride here, so I think we're...
You go rest, and when you decide how you will approach, return here, and I will advise you the best route to take.
Okay.
Sounds good. What are you looking for?
The same as always. We just keep an eye on things for the Queen.
Yeah, yes, Gord, I think we've all come into this, you know. I'm kind of post-sweaty, few scars and cuts. I'm pretty sure the rest of you are doing pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, I stink.
Let's give Leowind a little bit of time to figure his stuff out, and then we'll get to talking amongst ourselves, and let's figure it out as we go. But we'll maybe come up with more questions later on.
Yeah, I give Gord, like, a wink. I'm like...
That was a very strong wink.
Dario, no, I'm just wondering if we should collaborate our positions. If they're going to Vorthmeal, then we should probably head there, but if they're going somewhere else, that's all.
I'm gonna go sleep because I feel like death.
We will be not far.
Okay, that's nice. Thanks for watching us while we're in your town, and we'll see you guys in a little bit.
Take care.
Yes, take care.
Yeah.
He makes sure that you guys take another piece of cheese with you. And,
what a nice guy.
I don't know Torkin.
You know, a man who shares cheese
like a nice
is
guy.
A friend.
Yeah, he told us about Torkin.
And as you guys exit the building, a few of his party come walking in towards the door. And as soon as you guys exit, they all enter the building.
You guys were having a party?
I want to go to a party.
I don't think it's that kind of party.
A sex party?
So do they look like decked out? Do they look tired? Do they look hurt? What are these?
Yeah, what do they look like?
Or just like really cool and mysterious.
How many? How many of them?
Are they hot?
Yes, and yes. They're all very like they're very lean, pale face. Lots of them have facial scars and hand scars. You can't see much else as their leather covers most of their body. They don't wear the cloaks at this time, but they're covered mostly with black leather. Some of them are studded black leather.
Nice.
Hot. Yeah, I was gonna say.
Super hot.
Yeah.
I knew they were hot. I knew it.
They carry really fine daggers and that's
now
about
I'm
all that you
picturing
can see.
Them all looking like Rob Halford. But that's okay.
and how many?
You just saw like four or five walk in behind you guys. So yeah, you guys can do whatever you wish to do.
Yeah, Torkin's like no doubt. You're gonna hate me, but I gotta get a Torkin.
And there's another 2 hour long episode.
I'll make it quick. I won't even try and sue for the rights.
Well, let's go try these Torkins, and we can talk about what we're gonna do next while we're there waiting for them.
All right, I'll come with you guys, and then I'll sleep after.
Let's talk about what our plan is over a nice steaming hot pile of Torkins.
Wow. Yeah.
So you guys walk over to the Swift Pint, and it is the epitome of a dank old tavern. It's wood is very almost rotten in the floor. It's old tables and old chairs, stools, most of them. There's a fire going in a hearth.
Is the fire the old?
The fire's old too. It's seen some shit. The barkeep is a tall, slender drow woman, and she is polishing some glassware. You can see that there's a kitchen off in the back, very small, but you can see the steam rising under the door. What do you guys do?
I'll look for like a corner booth somewhere that doesn't have a lot of people, and I'll go and sit there.
Okay. Yeah, I'll snuggle up to Dario.
Yeah, you find a nice corner booth right beside the hearth, opposite of some other drow rogues sitting in another corner table.
I'm gonna go straight up to the bar.
Okay, you walk up to the bar, and the drow woman kind of like cocks her head to the side and looks down at you, and she's like,
I haven't seen your kind around here.
Well, yeah, it's because I'm not from here. Madam, I was just would like to inquire about a new acquisition of pastry that I have heard you have You may know them by the name Torkin?
Oh, yes. Torkins. Those are very delicious.
I know! Well, do you think that maybe me and the rest of my party, you know, all these guys here, we're awfully hungry, and do you think we could just get a real big plate of them?
Absolutely.
And a beer for every one of us, all of us, everybody, please.
All right, that'll be,
And the big guy at the booth will pay.
Okay.
Do I hear this? Do I hear this? With my big bunny ear.
Roll perception.
Oh, I was not paying attention because the first roll of the fucking night was a one.
Just racking up daddy's credit card.
Everybody roll perception. Who's
Dario got a 13.
They're at the booth.
Gord got a 13. That was a dirty 20 for Nev.
Okay, Nevlin hears it, but no one else does.
Nevlin says fucking nothing.
Okay, so Torque, she looks at you and she's like,
this isn't one of those places where you can just pay after. I need the money up front.
Oh, come on.
She's like, it'll be 2 gold pieces for all of that.
Well, you see, lady, I seem to have lost my wallet, and that's why the big guy over there said that he would spot me. So,
She looks down at you, and she kind of, like, peers over the bar. She's like,
is that not a giant coin purse on your belt?
Okay, all right, yeah, I'll just give you the gold. Everybody deserves a Torkin. No one should ever go without a Torkin. Have I introduced myself? My name is Torque.
Nice to meet you, Torque.
Does that sound familiar to you?
No, not at all.
And she's pouring beers or meads for you, and she pours 6 of them, and she puts them all out.
Torque, speed it up.
Ario, would you like some cheese?
And she's like, I'll have the chef bring over your Torkins.
All right, okay, thank you. I'll just take this awfully big, heavy tray. I'm very strong, don't worry. And then Torque picks up the tray and he brings all the glasses over to the table.
Okay. Oh, please do an acrobatics check to make sure she doesn't drop it.
Let's do a dexterity check.
He has no serving experience.
Because you're no serving experience, we're going to make this a medium DC. So
That's going to be a 16.
Oh, yeah. You managed to do it. You carry the tray quite...
maybe with one hand, even.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think you do. You hold it with one hand, and you falter for a second, but you kind of get the flow of it, and then you're like, oh, fuck yeah. And then you bring it right to the table, and you drop all the meads down on the table in front of everyone.
Thanks, Dork. This is a nice treat.
Yeah, you're welcome. I had to pay for them, too. I tried to get Gord to pay for them, but she wouldn't let me.
And at that point, Gord grabs the mead in front of Torque and kicks it back.
You slam it?
I
paid for them!
And you just said that you were trying to get me to pay for them,
but
Torque.
You didn't.
This is a lesson. This is a lesson in respect.
You just keep your hands on your churros.
If you eat all my Torkins, I'll be real mad, Gord. That I draw a line there.
So you guys all have, except for Torque, meads in front of you. You're sitting in a table by the hearth, and your Torkins are on the way.
So, what do you guys think? Do you think that we should go to Forthville, or do you think we should go to Nagthrok? That sounds pretty good to me.
I still don't understand why we would go to Fort the Mill at all. It doesn't sound like there's anything there for us.
I mean, he did say he had some informants, but yeah, you know, it's, I think Nagthrok, they have the structural, plans of the fortress. I mean, that's pretty good, right?
That sounds like a good place.
That ain't a bad thing to have.
Remember, the queen was talking about, Magturia as well.
Magturia.
Yeah, it's a pretty legend place. Where was it that it was inhabited by guardians for a millennia? And anyone who tried to take the fortress always died. And King Thrumble was the first person to be able to actually take control of the tower of the fortress. And yeah, he did die. So, I mean, he must be one crazy son of a bitch.
Yeah, or he's made some nefarious deals.
What do you guys want to do?
Well, it seems to me that we're at an advantage if we can get the plans for this impenetrable fortress You know, maybe there's a way to penetrate it.
I think going to Nagthrak is a good idea.
Said, is it because the orcs do something for them? They help them build it or something?
I think it's hard to remember. It's so many years ago. I'm so wise and old. I think that what happened was they were working for the Faborians, and I don't know, something went down.
It sounds like there is something to exploit there.
I honestly don't know, because I never read anything about it, but just basing my opinion on what he said, it sounds like something went down. I don't know what. He didn't say, did he?
No.
Yeah, I didn't get anything.
I don't know. I don't trust them. They're giving us so much information right off the hop.
I mean, his father was indebted to the Queen. They had a peace treaty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's dead.
But how come they told us to go find his dad, but it turns out his dad is dead? Isn't that a little bit weird?
I mean, he hasn't been to the surface for like 100 years.
Yeah, so how do we know that this is his son?
I don't know.
What if he just killed his fake dad, and then he took over and pretended to be his son?
Hey, look, we can speculate all we want, but when it comes down to it, there's only a couple leads down here that we can follow, and so far there ain't a knife in our backs.
And only one thing we can do, get the stone. Now, the less we tell people about that, the better, guys. I know that he guessed it, and Torque just said, yeah.
No, I didn't.
Well, we'll have to listen to the recording.
I think it was Dario that said yeah.
Either way, Dario, you said yeah. I think we need to be a little bit more careful about who we share what we're doing with.
Yeah, that's how I feel exactly as well.
Should we come up with a bit of a story as to what we're doing here so we can all kind of keep it straight if this comes up again?
Can I look up from our table and just sort of look around to see if anyone's close by?
There's like three drow rogues sitting at a table, probably like 8 feet away from you on the other side of the hearth, and then there is like several other tables of drow rogue-ish looking figures.
All right, I'll be like, maybe we should find somewhere outside of this place to talk. Or what do you think? Should I go and give them a gold to go and get some brew or something like that? Make them go away?
Nah, well, let's, I don't know. I just said yeah and a lot, so let's delete that
for 20 minutes in silence as we get our Torkins and then head outside.
And just as you say that, the Torkins come up, and the chef, a scraggly-looking, frail drow man, comes and brings a plate of these pastries and puts them down, and he's like,
enjoy.
And then he walks away.
Do they look good?
They look fucking delicious.
This is just how I remember them.
This is much better than the Mercantraw, that's for sure.
Everybody grab one and then we'll just do a quick little Torkin cheers and we'll just eat them and then we'll go somewhere a little more private.
Well, we could just get a room for the night and chat in there.
That sounds more private, yeah.
The Inn of the Shadows, right?
Yes.
The more we sleep, the more we lose our hero's feast.
Well, I mean, it doesn't do me any good when I'm sitting at one hit point.
So have you guys not taken a short rest?
No, you guys haven't. I don't think you guys have. No,
is anyone really hurt?
I don't have a single thing missing.
I'm less than half of my HP.
Yeah, right. I'm doing pretty good.
Let's bring our beers and our Torkins with us. And we'll go find a private room. Let's just lounge around a little bit in a more private spot, and then we can talk about this. Everything about this is, there's so much here to work with, but we do have to choose a way to go first.
Well, I say we got about 4 hours before it's a good time to go to sleep. Gives us enough time to make a decision and go to sleep, get up and go.
The room's on me. I'll purchase it. How about that?
As a famous war philosopher once said, every decision should be made in 4 hours.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
So you guys are going to get a room in the Inn of Shadows?
Yeah.
And go talk?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this isn't a restaurant run by children, so they're not going to let you take your pint glasses out.
I wish it was the Mercantraw.
They have a liquor license?
Yeah, they do, actually. You see there's a nice license on the wall.
Nevlin slips his mug into his robe as he's walking out.
They also served a minor, so they should just let us do whatever we want.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Okay, so you guys take your mugs with you, and you roll up to the Inn of Shadows, and the innkeeper looks at you guys, and he's like, Curious. You've all pints.
Yes, it's been a long day, and yeah, we're kind of doing chewing gum and walking at the same time.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, we're drunks.
Okay.
Just a couple traveling drunks coming through town.
No
boy,
big
don't worry
deal.
About us.
You need a room.
Yes, we do. I'll pull out like 4 gold. And like, is this enough for a large enough room for the lot of us?
It is enough gold for me to retire.
Okay, 1 gold. We'll give you one of those. He
no,
meant one.
I will. 4 gold is just enough for our largest private room, top of the stairs, end of the hall.
Ah, thank you.
Right. And he throws you a key and he takes the gold and he hops the counter and he's gone.
Blissfully enters retirement.
Charles, where are you going?
I'm opening up my own fucking inn.
Such a skewed monetary system because, like, yeah, gold's like a hell of a lot of money to your average peasant, but it's also, like, not enough to buy a dagger.
Yeah.
Or sword.
Yeah.
It's pretty
the
ridiculous.
The economy is pretty messed up. Yeah. Houses are a dollar.
Daggers are $1.
Is $2.
Yeah,
murder is free.
As Charles exits, you make your way up the stairs, and at the end of the hallway, it's a very dark hallway. There's like one lantern lit, and it goes quite a ways, maybe like 20 feet down this hallway. And at the very end, there's a large oak door, and you put the key in, you open the door, and there's a massive room. There's a huge table in the middle. There's 6 beds all lined up along the walls, each one with their own chest, and there's lanterns lit, and it's a pretty nice room, all things considered, the state of the rest of the settlement. What do you guys do?
Well, I think that we should figure out, do one of you guys grab that brochure map from downstairs?
I've just been focusing on the Turkins.
I always grab every single one to look at the activities and enjoyment we can do along the adventure. Nagthrak looks like it has a lot of orcs, and...
It's T-H-R-O-K.
T-H-R-O-K.
Yeah, it's
I'm sorry, can you say it again?
Nagthrak.
Nagthrak.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying the whole time.
I just kept hearing Thrak.
Nagthrak.
It is not.
You know, in Australia, they have a couple words for... But no, in Australia, they have a couple words for Aaron. It's like Aaron and Aaron, and I can't get certain ones.
I just wanted to throw it out there. Just give the spelling, because I didn't know.
All
I
want
things.
Is Australian Nagthrak from now on.
Everyone in Nagthrak is Australian?
Hey, welcome to Nagthrak.
That'd be a pretty decent, like, default orc accent.
Yeah, Aussie, orc.
Holy fuck,
it's just all my drinking buddies.
Oh, my goodness.
Way back in the day.
I'm going to go...
I think we should... No, you go ahead.
I'm going to go from window to window, and I'm going to check that they're shut. And I'm going to, like, shutter all the curtains and stuff like that, and then I'll go to stand at the table in the middle of the room, and I'll be like, I don't think anybody's listening, but we can't be sure.
Sorry, what was that, Dario?
I'm just worried about these shifty elves, and we're getting information from a person who's the son of someone who's dead now, and...
Yeah, and we don't even know if he's the real son.
I don't want to volunteer any information, so whatever we discuss ourselves, let's figure it out.
Hey, Dario.
Yeah?
You ever cross the enemy lines in your time with the military?
Yeah, Dario.
His face goes blank for a moment as he kind of stares off in a long stare for a moment, and he's like,
nothing like that ever happened.
Well, I suggest we were mentioning coming up with a story. I think it's just anybody that we come across, we either don't let them see us, or they never see anybody else again.
I'll cut off my ears as a disguise.
That's a bit much.
I'll cut off their ears just for fun.
I mean, speaking of a bit much, there, God, you're saying we should just like Moira everybody we see who sees our face here, because we're gonna need allies if we're gonna get this whole thing done. You know.
Look, I understand, but I mean, we've already told somebody that we're looking for a stone. The last time we asked somebody for a stone, they ended up being evil and trying to kill us.
That's a good point.
True.
I suggest that we either really stealth wherever we go and try and find our information. I mean, I don't think there's many Tortles in the Underdark, nor Herengons.
Yeah.
Well, we're usually here and gone pretty quick.
Well, I still think that we need a you know, a third option between just not being seen and Moira.
Fake names.
You know, perhaps we could work out a deal with our elf friend there. You know,
Leowind.
He knows we're gonna be walking around. Perhaps he could provide us with some kind of cover story, a trinket, a badge.
Yeah, like when the Queen Lady wrote us that note, but a fake one.
Yeah, I mean, for all anybody knows, we could be just mercenaries working for him and under strict orders to not give our mission away.
Well, Spud, what can you tell me about Leowin's family?
I mean,
Is his dad really dead?
I don't know. Last I heard, his dad was alive, so I mean, that's news to me, but we also haven't heard from them in years. I mean, the studies that I said that it was near a century since they'd last heard from anyone in the Feydark.
Okay.
A century?
That's 100 years, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, Leowind hides in the shadows. I don't know how much clout this family has.
Well, I mean, they're drow. They're not hiding. They live here.
They live here.
I mean, even Spud's family's from here, and he's not a shady little bastard.
Yeah, well, I beg you.
Oh, I don't mean shady. I just mean their organization is all about stealth and reconnaissance in the shadows.
Yeah, sorry.
And so that's why, I mean, if we are to go, we should probably do likewise in the shadows.
But maybe they could give us something to help us be extra shadowy. Like, maybe there's a cool cloak or something.
They just open up a new Aldous.
Yeah.
That's true. Besides filling out our in-betweens for not killing people and also being secretive, does anyone have any, like, knockout spells? Or should we get, like, some kind of poison? Or
this is my knockout spells, and I hold up my two fists.
That's classic. Yeah,
I get it.
I mean, I do have... I have some spores. I can release some spores that...
This is the most interested I've ever been in what you can do. I want to know where the spores come from. What part of your body do they come out of?
They kind of come out all of me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tork, actually, the better question would be, do you know much about mushrooms?
I mean, well, he's the only one I've ever met, to be honest. And I don't need to meet any more. He's the only one I'll ever need to meet.
Ah, I just like, is it like, you know, apples, or it's probably a lot more complexity there. You know what I'm saying there?
I mean, are you talking reproductive?
I'm
asexual, my dude.
Okay.
I'm asexual,
my dude. No. We certainly do not need to have
this. We're getting off topic here.
How are you liking those Torkins, man? They're just how I remember them.
Is this how we change the subject?
Yeah. Sort of offhandedly, before he takes a bite, Nevlin, under his breath, is like, Torkins, eh? I wonder where they came up with the name.
Maybe let's just think of, let's figure this out.
All right, if we go to Nagthrok, there might be something I can do. I mean, I do know Orc. I don't know how safe it is.
I got a feeling that nowhere down here is safe.
Well, do you think you might even, like, know some of the Orc guys and girls?
Well, considering I'm from Faerun and I've been in the Shadowfell for 15, 16 years... I doubt it, but you never know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, I guess, a lot of portals in this world.
Yeah. Vacation homes, maybe? I don't know.
Never thought about that. Well, some of the generals might have some vacation homes.
Feynark is quite nice this time of year.
There's some nice ski hills, golf courses, gun ranges.
Cheese, yeah.
It would be interesting if I did run into some buddies, maybe... We could get some additional firepower.
Yeah.
That's
all right, so then I guess we're headed to Nagthrok.
Yeah, we should go to Nagthrok for sure.
It is sounding pretty good, better than anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess my vote.
All right, well, that's it.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to go to sleep. Fuck you guys.
Well.
Goddamn, Cornelius, it's like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I am. We could travel for about 4 more hours.
I did not paint myself red. I am covered in my own blood, thank you.
Take a short rest. Just have a coffee. I mean,
Spud's like, I'm with you, Cordius, but I'm just gonna go sit down by the hearth in the lobby for a bit, and then I'm gonna head to bed. I don't need anything. I think I'm pretty good. So,
Spud goes downstairs. Gord walks away. Some of you guys are going into Aldous?
I can check out Aldous.
Yeah, I'll go to Aldous.
Right. I'll go to Aldous. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys walk down across the bridge and make your way over towards the large, hot-looking stone place. There's smoke coming out the top, and there's a big symbol over the top of the door that is the drow sign for Arcana. And you guys go in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys walk in, and you see before you a man, tall, sort of thin, blonde hair, blue robes, and he's rummaging about, and he's like,
"No! Why would I ever do that, Codex?"
And the doorbell rings, and he turns around, and he's like,
"Oh, hello! Welcome to Aldous's Emporium of Magical Delight and Other Trinkets. How may I help you?"
"Well, it is good to see you again there, Aldous.
I've never seen you before in my life."
"Yeah, you sure have."
"Yeah, we have met you, Aldous."
"Yeah.
I don't remember you at all. I believe you must have met one of my counterparts."
"Oh, is this like a franchise?"
"Of sorts."
"Wait, so you're not the Aldous?"
"I mean, I'm technically Aldous, but I'm not the Aldous."
"Wait, are you really here?" And Torque goes up to him and tries to see if he can touch him.
And you can touch him, and he's like, "Yes, that is my chest."
"Oh,
can I do an Arcana check to see what the nature of this deception is?"
Yeah, go for it.
"Sorry about that. I thought you were going to be like a phantom."
18.
18? Kyle, remember when we were talking about...
Soliloquium or something like that? Let's see. "You shape an illusionary duplicate of one beast or humanoid that is within range. It's a 7th level illusion. You shape an illusory duplicate of one beast or humanoid that is within range for an entire casting time of the spell. The duplicate is a creature partially real, formed from ice or snow. It can take actions and otherwise be affected as a normal creature. It appears to be the same as the original, but it has half the creature's hit maximum and formed without any equipment. Otherwise, the illusion uses all the statistics the creature of the creature duplicates."
You're very cold. Oh, you're freezing.
"Yeah, he's a construct, simulacrum we call him. Am I right there, Aldous?"
Yes, that is very true. I was made."
"Yeah, this is pretty advanced, so
Aldous is magnificent.
I gotta remember to give my own Aldous props next time I see him. This is some good work."
"I still don't really get it, but that's pretty cool.
Anyway, can I help you move things along here?"
Yes, actually, I'm looking for, I think we're going to be down here for some time, and we need some items that are going to help us sort of navigate the underground trappings of this land."
"Okay, I might have something to help you."
"Do you have like a climber's, climber's pack or something to help with climb? You see, this is the problem. I don't really know what to expect down here. Maybe,
I mean, if a climber's kit is what you need, go to the market. Now, if you need a potion of spider climb, I can help you there."
"I might just have to settle for some potions, actually. I don't have any potions."
"I've got a few of those."
"Yes, well, I will grab 3 regular healing and 2 of the greater healing. How does that sound?"
"Sorry?"
"The 3 of your regular healing, so that's the 2d4 plus 2 HP, that sort of thing. And then there's also the 4d4 plus 4, the greater healing or something like that."
"Yeah, I've only got 1 of those, and I've got about 10 of the regulars."
"Ah, I see, okay. All right, well, I will buy $250 of the regular healing ones, so that's 5.
"Here you go." And he takes your money and passes you off the potions.
"And I'll get one of your greater healing. I guess that's..."
He drops down a box from the top shelf, and he opens it up and pulls out this larger, more beautiful-looking potion. And he holds it in his hand, and he's like,
"So it'll be 500 gold pieces."
"Are you trying to rob me?"
"Inflation."
That is absolutely atrocious.
The real Aldis would never charge us that much.
Yeah, the real Aldis was a better Aldis.
But I am Aldis in every aspect except one. I'm not physically him. I'm him in every other way.
So he would do this, is what you're saying? The real Aldis would do this to us? His best customers.
Okay, fine. You know what? I'll give it to you for 150 gold pieces.
What? Really? That works?
Well, that is more like
it. Awesome, great. You got a deal.
Okay, yes. So he takes the gold and gives you the potion, and then he's like... And he puts the gold back in his pocket. And he actually puts 100 gold pieces behind the counter. And he takes the other 50 gold pieces and puts it in his pocket.
Oh!
I don't care. That is fine. Yeah, I've pretty much spent probably too much money, but there you go.
Does anybody else need anything else?
Oh, no, not me. I just wanted to come for something to do.
Nevlin's been kind of looking around at the various bookshelves and stuff, and he turns to the rest of the group, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to be browsing here for a little bit. You guys go on ahead if you like. I can meet you back at the inn.
Nevlin, do you need anything before we leave?
Well, I might. Like I say, I'm browsing a little bit here, so I'm going to be a second, and you guys can go on ahead, and I'll meet you back at the inn.
Dario, he wants some alone time. We should just leave him alone.
Well, hey, Nevlin, here's 200 gold pieces. I want you to have this. I think you'll make good use of it.
Well, thank you, Dario.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm pretty good with money, too.
Oh, Tork. Come on now.
I don't think so, there, Tork.
You have to earn this gifting potential, which you already have, quite honestly. But I don't have any extra cash right now, so don't worry about it. I'll hit you up another time.
Okay, all right. Let's just get out of here. Let's him do his thing.
So me and Tork both leave.
Nevlin watches them leave, and he walks up to the counter, and he goes, he's kind of rifling around in his pockets, and he pulls something out and slaps it on the table, and he says, how much you give me for this? And the item that he's just slapped on the table is the brooch that queen gave us that casts light in the Underdark. I forget the exact name of it.
Sneaky.
I wrote it down in Chicken Scratch.
Oh, the Anor. Yeah.
Anor.
Yeah, the...
Oh, Nar!
Oh. Oh, Nar.
Oh, Nar.
Yes, that's very nice.
That was given to me by Tiandra herself.
You don't say.
He looks at it and he casts Detect Magic on it and checks it out, scopes it out, rolls a pretty high Arcana check on it, and he's like,
yeah, I could probably give you a couple hundred gold pieces for this.
Well, you're talking like two?
Yeah, like two.
Hey, listen, this is from Lady Tiandra herself. Now, I mean, you know, I know you run a tight ship here, but, and he kind of dusts his robe as he's speaking, and it flourishes into this beautiful, starry, night sky pattern.
I wish I did that.
I want to roll Persuasion with my added d4.
Okay, let's do a go for it. Aldis rolled a 10.
Nevlin rolled an 18.
Yeah, so I guess did I say 200? I meant 300.
Yeah, that sounds a little better to me. You're always a good sport there, Aldis.
He gives you 300 gold pieces and takes the brooch from you.
And Nevlin pulls out the sack of 200 gold that Dario gave him, and he empties the 300 gold into that sack and ties it back up on his belt. Well, I'll be seeing you, Aldis. It's a pleasure to do business with you once again.
Yes, it's wonderful.
And then as you're exiting the store, you see him turn around and start rustling in the back again, and he's like...
Dun, 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 dun. No, Codex, not anymore. I'm not that man anymore.
You close the door behind you and make your way back to the inn, I guess? Or are you going to the market? Anybody going to the market?
Nevlin's heading back to the inn.
While they're out... Can I find a quiet place to go?
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to rage and do a blood sacrifice to try and connect with Crunch.
Okay. Pick a D100, high or low?
High.
You find a corner of the inn and you sit down and you start to, like, punch your leg over and over again, and over and over and over as your face starts to redden, and then your shoulders start to grow larger and the veins start pulsing in your forehead as you slowly let yourself slide into a rage and you slice open your shoulder. You got a dagger?
Yeah.
Okay, and you take 3 slashing damage as your mind quiets and you open your eyes again and you are standing in an empty void, or you're still in the same position that you're sitting in, and a towering orc with one eye slowly walks across like a marble floor towards you and looks down at you and says,
Well, good God hand, what needeth thee?
I need information. I've slaughtered 7 for you so far, and I'll continue to grow. The orcs in Nagthrok.
Yes.
Do I know any of them?
You may know some. For all who reside in Nagthrok worship me to the fullest.
That's good to know. I'll keep on it.
And so you should.
And just like the snap of a finger, you come back to reality. And quite a bit of blood has poured out of your wounds, is all over the floor now, as you're sitting there panting very heavily. And you snap back to reality.
Sweet.
Look, there goes gravity.
Nope.
Sorry.
We were all thinking it.
I think that was the first time that I wasn't. So everybody else is good. You guys go back to the inn. You take a rest.
I would make one pit stop to go get that climbing kit, and that's about it.
Okay. You go to the market, and you see a stand that's open. It looks to have a lot of trinkets and odds and ends hanging on one of the carts that's out there. It's got an awning over it, and there is this beautifully sculpted drow man that just is like, dude's a 10. He's like a 14. Like, he's just like the most like chiseled being that you've ever seen. And almost like intimidatingly charismatic.
Torque isn't intimidated. He's with Dario, by the way.
Well, you walk up to him.
Yeah, I walk up and I'm like, oh shit. That's a handsome man. Anyways.
He's all right.
Hello, good friend. My name is Dario Sidolfo, and I'm looking for looking to procure some kind of climbing kit.
Sure!
Jeez! I was not expecting to hear that kind of voice coming from you. It's very lovely. anyways. How much will that be?
Tyrone, I hate you.
Yeah, sure, I've got one right here.
And he drops one down from the awning, and it's like a 12-poundish looking, you know, like bag. He kind of tosses it down on his table, and he's like,
that'll be 25 gold pieces.
Perfect. Here you go. I hope there's no exchange or anything, but there's 25 gold.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Yeah, I will now. Okay, bye. Torque, did you see that? That's just so funny.
Yeah, he has the silliest sounding voice I've ever heard.
and he is so handsome, and he is so tall and chiseled and beautiful.
Yeah, he's all right, but I was more, he sounded so stupid.
You guys are fucking bullies.
So stupid. Sorry, I'm neutral evil.
And I'm just neutral, so.
And you guys head back to the to the inn then?
Yeah. Head back to the inn, yeah. I stuffed the entirety of that huge bag into my smaller bag of holding.
Yep, sounds good. Then, you guys go back to the inn and you find your way to your beds. Spud's already up there sleeping.
I'm passed the fuck out.
Passed out, yeah. And
may I tell?
Yes.
So since Nevlin got back, he has been copying the scroll that he got last game into his spell book. Which is Agonizer's Scorcher.
Don't you need to, like, put time aside for that, or can you multitask as a wizard?
Well, he has started, so it's going to take, I think it's 2 hours.
Okay, so he copies that into his book.
2 hours and 50 gold per spell level, sorry. So it would take me 4 hours to copy it.
Okay, after Aldous's, and if you went back and started then, you probably had enough time to get a full rest in with everybody else in the four hours, I would assume. So close to you anyway. Close enough for me.
Cool. There is a test for that.
Is there?
Yeah.
What is it?
DC 10 plus spell level intelligence check. So it's a second level spell, so you have to roll above a 12.
Okay, go for that.
It's a 14 plus probably like 9 or something stupid.
Sweet.
So.
Okay, cool. So yeah, you successfully copy it into your book, and can't wait to hear the description when you use it one time. With that, everybody takes a long rest. You all recover your spell slots, your HP, your hit dice, and all that kind of stuff.
Fuck yeah.
And you wake up in the morning feeling pretty well rested, but confused as the windows to the outside, it's still dark, obviously. So, yeah, you guys are going to go up to Leowin's?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. I think so.
Okay. So you guys all make your way back up to Leowin's from the inn. When you walk in, Leowin's standing there with two of his men, and he says,
greetings, travelers. What have you decided upon?
Well, we've decided we're going to head to Gnagthrok.
A wise choice, considering you travel with a half-breed.
Oh.
He doesn't like that term. It's not...
Oh, no, I actually don't mind, guys. It's really fine.
I mean, ultimately,
I'm half orc and half human, are you not?
Yeah.
Well, you must take the southernmost path out of Elysium, back the way we came, through the false door and up the tunnel where the cave trolls travel. It will lead you across Reaper's Pass. From there, the path forks. You'll want to take the lower path, which will wrap in and around the cliff face and down to the cavern floor. From there, you can advance until the cave veers to the right. Follow the cliff face still until you reach the Field of Skulls. Take the path there until you reach Gnagthrok.
This all sounds very morbid.
Lower path to the cavern floor. Follow till you reach the Path of Skulls. Get to Gnagthrok.
Yeah, I can put that in the group chat if you want.
Yes, please.
Yeah, could you send me the location?
We never added you.
We'll fast travel.
Yeah, if there isn't anything else.
Yes, no, I don't think there is. Okay, goodbye.
Travel safe and travel with haste. Remember, remain in the shadows as often as possible, lest you get caught in the crosshairs of the Formorians, or worse.
Yeah. Oh, okay, thanks. Sorry about your dad, if that's even really true. Bye.
And a small tear falls down his face.
Oh, shit.
Such an asshole.
You remind me of the pain I carry with me.
You guys head back down, and
as you head to the southern end of the settlement, you feel a quiet spread across the cavern, leaving only the trickle of water flowing through the partitions of land in earshot. From there, you make your way back up through the narrow chasm and into the maze of tunnels.
So can I get one of you guys to roll me either a survival check or an intelligence check?
I can do
to make your way
survival.
Through the maze.
I got plus 7.
Yeah, you beat me.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you need any help with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're assisting me, giving me advantage.
You can do it, Cornelius!
That would be a 23.
Oh, yeah. Okay, way up there. Yeah. Yeah, you manage to navigate your way through the maze of tunnels and end up in the same chamber where Leowin first spoke. That could have gone so horribly wrong for you, too. I made a big thing. Now you guys are in the same chamber where you first spoke with Leowin. All of you roll an intelligence check to remember where the trigger for the false door was.
Tyrone, may I?
Yes.
Torque would like to be hiding in the shadows by way of his mud tattoo.
Okay, so you use a bonus action to hide in the shadows?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Okay, you are hidden.
I rolled a dirt 20.
Yeah, okay, so Cornelius, you immediately remember, you walk up to the wall where the false trigger was. Finding and pressing the switch to trigger the false door, you hear the stone recede and click as the stone door pops open and slides into the cave wall.
As you pass through the door, you see the way to the hidden entrance you came through, shrouded in darkness, and the same tunnel you saw the cave trolls marching through. You pass through the opening where the cave trolls were spotted, which leads you to a long and narrow rock arch that stretches out across the cavern to the opposite side. As you walk across, you see the spectacular view of Reaper's Pass below. Complete darkness engulfs most of the cavern, save a trickle of light reflected off the flowing water and the luminescence from the glowing fungi that grow sporadically around Reaper's Pass. Creatures can be heard but remain unseen in the shadows, the thought of which sending shivers down your spine.
While you guys cross this bridge, you all need to roll me a dexterity check.
I am not
this ain't
good.
A strong bridge, is it?
It's very narrow. Yeah.
Oh no.
It's like 2.5 feet wide.
Dirt twant again.
Okay.
Gord got a 10.
Oh.
All right.
That's an 11 for Nevlin.
Yeah.
14 for Dario.
And Torek?
Got a 4.
Oh, damn.
Don't okay, react see, like that.
So you guys make it about halfway. And
oh, no, I'm like 450 pounds, too.
Yeah, you walk too close to the edge, and rock just crumbles beneath your feet as you fall over the side of this arch. Can you roll me a dexterity saving throw, please, Torque?
Oh, my God. Can't I just be really strong somehow instead?
No.
Damn it. Okay. That's an 8.
An 8? Oh, no.
No, Tyrone! If you kill Torque, I will never forgive you.
Hold on, let everything decide that. I didn't think it was going to go this far. So you fall and you go to grab the edge of the cliff, but your nails just aren't quite enough to grab.
The salmonella is too slippery?
It's too slippery, and you actually, like, you grab it, but your fingers slip.
Can I?
Cornelius, you want to roll try to catch Torque?
I'm going to dive at Torque and grab Torque in my arms, and then I'm going to cast Misty Step back onto the path.
Fuck yeah, okay. Why don't you roll me a dexterity check to make sure that you grab Torque and don't just, like, dive off the side of the cliff to your death?
Somebody help me, but carefully so that you don't fall too.
Oh, it's a 9.
A 9?
Oh, I only have plus 1.
Oh, dude. Okay, oh so you dive at Torque, and as you're going to grab Torque's hands, you cast Misty Step, and you, like, teleport just yourself up to the top of the arch and fall down, like, 10 feet onto the arch. At that point, Torque, you fall down to a ledge below, smashing into it, and as the rocks below on this tiny pass...
They're really sharp, aren't they?
It's jagged as fuck. So you're going to take 3d6 piercing plus 2d4 bludgeoning damage for that fall.
Are you fucked?
Oh, god damn. Dude.
I tried, Torque. I tried.
As you fall, like...
Oh, wait. Can I have a reaction? I want to use slow fall.
Yeah. Do you have that?
Yeah, I do.
Skill?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
What does it do?
So beginning at 4th level, you can use your reaction when you fall to reduce any falling damage you take by an amount equal to 5 times your monk level.
Okay. So
take that.
What's 5 times your monk level?
25.
Yeah, right, you're level 5. Oh! It's 10, 14, 15, 20 damage, so it's completely null. Miraculously, yeah. The hardness of your shell, you smash into this rock down below.
No, I want to fall slowly. I want it to look cool.
Well, you fall slowly, but you still smash into it. It's like 20 feet down.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, it's like a monk roll.
But I saw like a feather, you know, like.
Okay, all right. You fall like a feather, and
I'm a monk.
You
it's
slowly
beautiful.
Touch onto this jagged rock, and then you're just there. So the ledge that you're on is less than the width of the arch. So it's like a foot and a half wide. So you're like barely on it.
Torque, are you okay?
I really got you guys. Didn't I? I made it look like I fell by accident. I was tricking you. I'm totally fine.
All right. Do you need a rope?
Yes.
You owe me a spell slot.
All right. Gord will take a rope out of his pack and start dangling it down towards Torque.
Okay.
Can I stand up safely?
Roll me a dexterity check, please.
Oh my god, can you please stop asking me to roll dexterity? Okay. 16.
Yeah, you managed to kind of like turn over onto the side of your shell and get your feet down into these jagged rocks, and you find a foothold, and you slowly start like pacing your way up. And you manage to be standing up. And the rope comes down in front of you, and you're going to tie it off or anything, Gord?
Yeah, I'll tie it off, and then I'll also attach it to myself.
Okay, so you find, like, a sharp rock on the other side of the arch that you can tie it to. You want to roll me a survival check there, Gord?
Sure. 19.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That definitely knot holds, and then you tie the rope around yourself, and then you start to feel the pull of Torque's weight as Torque starts climbing up. Torque, can you make me
an athletics check?
It is an athletics
check.
Yes! Yes!
Fuck yeah! I got plus 8 in that.
Nice.
Oh, dang, that's a 24.
Yeah, you climb up with no problem. You get to the top, and Gord's there with the rope around his waist, ready to pull you up, and everyone comes in and they get you back over onto the top of the arch. And then you guys manage to make it all the way the rest across the bridge. As you make it across the arch safely,
you see a fork in the path some 50 feet ahead, one path leading up and another leading down and into the side of the cliff.
Taking the lower path as suggested by Leowind, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Do you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Taking the lower path as suggested by Leowind, you pass through the opening into a large empty cavern with natural stairs leading down on your right. This cavern floor is filled to the brim with shadows, as light from a lush field of fungi sheds shadows on various stalagmites and boulders scattered across the ground. Everything else is suffocated in darkness. There is a small river running down the center of the cavern, and an exit can be seen some 300 feet directly across from you.
Are you guys gonna go forward?
I want to go and check out what's down here. That ledge doesn't look great, and I can't really see how to get down anywhere.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to cross the river somehow. Nevlin's a little hesitant to cross rivers being 3 feet tall.
You know what? I'm not a big fan of water, but I secretly am. You could always ride on Gord.
I mean, I am probably tall enough.
Yeah, Gord, I might have to take a little pony ride on you across that fjord there.
If only we had mules.
Looking at this river, there are definitely some areas where it's, like, 10 feet across. Do you think that I could jump across that?
Oh, yeah. With a running start, you can jump your strength, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you also have bunny jump.
Yeah, I got the rabbit jump. Rabbit hop. How deep is the river?
It's not that deep. Like, it's probably, like, 15 feet deep.
Okay. How fast is it moving?
It's actually moving pretty slowly. I think you guys are making a bigger deal out of it.
Yeah.
It's a lazy river.
Fuck it. We'll all get across. There's a narrow spot. Maybe we can come up with something with some rope or some shit. I don't know.
Okay.
Did I say anyone who can jump across a river, go that way? And anyone who wants to go along the railing, go the other way?
I'm going to just make my way to the narrow spot, so I'm heading down the ramp.
Yeah, I'm going to follow you, Cornelius.
Yeah, I think it's best we stick together here.
Yeah.
Making my way down the ramp, feeling good, and I'm home now.
So, as you walk down the natural stairs to the cave floor below, you step into the glowing neon light of the fungi field ahead. As you move forward through the many stalagmites and boulders on the floor, you notice a few small rocks hit the ground behind you. Before you have a chance to look up, you hear something release its grasp on the ceiling above, and a massive spider drops down right in behind you. Raising its hairy, slime-covered front two legs, it lets out a high-pitched scream as you then notice a Shadarkai mage atop a mounted saddle on its back.
That's fucking badass! Let's kill it!
And that's where we're ending the session.
No!
Yeah.
Okay. What?